Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
When the invitation arrived, I hesitated. A family party celebrating my niece's college graduation. The new normal for pandemic era parties, invites include date, time, and that every guest is vaccinated, party held outdoors. A party seemed terrifying. After months of quarantine, I wasn't ready to go from socially distanced to social. Still, the invitation said everyone was vaccinated, and I hadn't seen anyone except in family video calls, where off-key renditions of Happy Birthday had been sung, and glasses clinked at the screen for special occasions. An actual party gave a whole new meaning to social anxiety, but I put on pants and went. Entering to pantomimed air hugs, the backyard was crowded. But as the evening wore on, my mask came off. Food was delicious, drinks plentiful, the toast to congratulate the graduate touching and hilarious. And as we sat around talking and joking, I realized how much I had missed this. Just sitting around the backyard with the dumb jokes, goofy behavior, and well-worn stories that are part of any family gathering. And in this familiar setting with a world so changed, I was suddenly unexpectedly close to tears. My niece graduating, well, I remember the day she was born. My brother and sister-in-law with a silver anniversary coming up. Was it really so long ago I gave my best man speech at his wedding? I remembered sitting in this backyard with Mom, gone now almost 2 years. I was grateful for the dark as I choked up for not just my family, for all our families, for the weddings and graduations and backyard get-togethers lost to lockdown. 1 in 4 Americans report losing a friend or family member, and around the world, nearly 4 million lives taken by the virus. 4 million who will never again sit around with their family like this, sharing good times and bad. It was a wonderful party, and that evening, I was grateful for more than just the dark. Although COVID has taken so much, it's also given me something, a new sense of gratitude for simple things, for the chance that you sit around a backyard and laugh. With a perspective, I'm Richard Swerdlow.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades. Online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.